Well, joining us right now with a look at what's happening on Beacon Hill is State Representative Patrick Kearney. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thank you so much for having me.
So first question I got to ask you about is the budget. We saw that the Senate rolled out a more than $57 billion budget after the House rolled out yours. What are your thoughts on both overall?
Well, we're working through the process. You know, a couple months ago, the governor had filed her budget. We just got through ours last week. The Senate has proposed theirs, and they'll be working through it next week. But we're really happy with what we proposed in the House budget. You know, it shows our continued commitment to a couple of different things: education, housing, environment, and energy. You know, in our education priorities, we're able to fund our universal free school meal programs. We're one of eight states that do that, and due to this program, the House was able to feed an extra 100,000 additional kids through this, you know, campaign. So folks in school getting meals that they would otherwise not have, which allows them to focus on their education more in school. Our higher education priorities, we fully funded the Success Program, which allows community colleges to partner with state universities. $12.6 million for our dual enrollment partnership that allows high school students that are excelling to take college classes. We also know there's a housing crisis. We funded the rental voucher program at $219 million. We funded the RAFT program, the rental assistance for families in transition, at $197 million. $10 million for shelter workforce assistance. So we continue to make critical investments that fund our priorities. As you know, many of the towns on the South Shore have water and sewer issues. So we funded the Clean Water Trust, which allows municipalities like the ones in my district, Marshfield, Scituate, Norwell, to access very low interest or zero interest loans for water infrastructure. So we funded that Clean Water Trust at $63.5 million. So we're really, really proud of the budget that we put together. We're hoping that the Senate priorities start to align with ours and the governor's, and I think that, you know, hopefully come June or July 1st, we'll have a budget that we can all be proud of.
And you said you're working through the process. What are the next steps in the process right now?
So the House has finished our budget. The Senate was filing amendments last week. They'll be working through those amendments in the coming week, and then, you know, hopefully the Senate budget will be done here by the end of the month. We will get together with the Senate leadership and the administration, come up with a conference committee budget, and work out the differences between all the budgets, and hopefully get something on the governor's desk that we can all be proud of.
All righty. Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Dan. I really appreciate it. Have a great week.
Thank you. You as well.